Here are some facts about Badlands National Park. Makoshicha means lands that are rough. They are not bad.
The Rocky Ford School Gymnasium is filled with parents, teachers, students, and visitors as a group of fourth graders take to the stage to recite a poem they wrote about Badlands National Park. This presentation is part of the Through the Voices of Our Youth program. Retired educator Hank Friedel created and coordinated the program for the National Park Service's centennial celebration.
I thought that we could probably incorporate a project that we've been doing for the last 16 years in Spearfish and 11 years in Custer, where fourth and fifth graders interview elders from the community, and then with the help of a local songwriter, they write a song about what's in that person's heart. And so my thought was that why don't we have the kids go to the parks and then write a song about what's in the heart of that park.
Sequoia Crosswhite is the native songwriter who worked with the students.
It involved, first of all, is what kind of song do we want to write? What kind of music did the kids like? Kind of had the feeling that the kids really liked hip-hop and stuff, so then we went with some hip-hop background with it.
As for the kids, even though fourth grader Makana just praised the Badlands in a poem...
In the cave was better?
Yeah, because even when we went into the cave, it was fun, just like whenever they turned off the lights.
An added benefit of the program was having non-native fourth graders from the Custer School visit Badlands and Wind Cave National Parks with the Lakota students from Rocky Ford, who've now become their pen pals. Sequoia Crosswhite sees the interaction between the students as a beautiful thing. He says the more we can build bridges between races and cultures, the stronger we'll be as a state and as a nation. South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.